as we move along to item 7. We have a briefing on the partnership with Ducks Unlimited. Mike Berger.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. I'm Mike Berger, Director of the Wildlife Division. As Mr. Cook remarked earlier today, today really is a day for recognizing and appreciating partners and partnerships. And we're pleased to have some of our friends from Ducks Unlimited with us here today to talk about an overview of the scope and accomplishments that our DU-TPWD partnership has provided us in the wetland and waterfowl arena, both here in Texas and on our Canadian breeding grounds. It's about the 20th anniversary of the North American Waterfowl Management Plan, so it's an appropriate time for that. Texas is one of more than 30 state fish and wildlife agencies involved in this international cooperation effort, and we felt it was appropriate to highlight the accomplishments that have occurred over the last 20 years. So it's my pleasure now to introduce my friend Ross Melanchuk, the Director of Public Policy for the Southern Region Office of Ducks Unlimited. That office covers Texas and 14 other states in the South and Southeast. Ross, appreciate you coming up and talking about our accomplishments.
Well, thank you and good morning. Director Cook, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, appreciate a few minutes on your agenda this morning to talk a little bit about this what we've accomplished in partnership with the department over the last 20 years continentally for waterfowl. And I think a good way to start is talk about Ducks Unlimited's mission statement, but I think it also embodies the spirit of the department's efforts in this arena as well. You can read it. Plain and simple, Ducks Unlimited is a grassroots, a grassroots habitat-based organization. And at this point, I'd like to introduce a couple of people that are here with me. The state chairman of Ducks Unlimited is Bill Ansel here from Galveston.
Bill.
Also, a couple of staff people, David Schuchler, who is the director of fundraising and volunteer relations, and Ed Ritter, director of conservation programs here in Texas. These gentlemen are part of the 45,000 members of Ducks Unlimited in the state of Texas, and a big part of the reason how we raise $3 million a year to put into waterfowl and wetlands conservation. A couple of other things, the points to keep in mind as I fly through this presentation, but first and foremost, habitat is the foundation for healthy continental waterfowl populations. There are no short-term fixes. This is long, hard work that takes a long-term commitment, and you all have demonstrated that to us time and time again. For that, we're very appreciative. Also, as we speak, waterfowl are winging their way into this state from 2,500 miles away. That's where these birds are produced. So it's not, we need to think globally as we talk about waterfowl conservation in North America, that's for sure. Also, in terms of species of importance to Texas, mallards and pintails make up about 60% of the harvest of ducks in the state of Texas. And for those of you who manage to get out into a duck blind from time to time, this map will be of interest to you as you see where the bulk of the waterfowl are harvested in Texas, the darker colors representing the more returns, and you can see the focus in East Texas and the Gulf Coast and some of the Fly Lakes as well. Again, moving north to the production areas, like Texas, this is big country. The area in eastern Saskatchewan where we're focusing our efforts in concert with the work that you're able to support falls within the 300,000 square mile prairie pothole region. So it's big country, and it takes a lot of work, primarily privately owned land. So again, Ducks Unlimited is working hand in hand with private landowners. But this is what this country looks like in the spring when ducks return to this country. Tens, literally hundreds of wetlands per square mile. And this is mallard production country, pintails, gadwall, teal, you name it. There are even some non-waterfowl species that find their way down to Texas here in the wintertime. As Dr. Berger said, Texas is is part of a huge consortium of state agencies that are supporting this work. 20 years ago, the states got together and crafted a plan. Ducks Unlimited was part of it at that time, and we're still, like Texas Parks and Wildlife, we're hanging in there. We're stalwart partners as we go forward. Every year since about 1985, Texas Parks and Wildlife has contributed funds in support of the work that we're doing up here. We've reached various milestones as we've gone through the years. And since 1985, a whopping $1.4 million has come from this department in support of that work. And that is a huge accomplishment. We thank you for that support, that dedication. It means a lot to the waterfowl and the waterfowl hunters of this country. As I say, this past year, 32 states combined their resources and contributed $2.9 million in support of this work. That's an increase over previous years, and as you can see from this map, that how various states in the central Mississippi flyways, literally all the flyways, are part of this program. This year, Texas, like every year, is in the top 10. They're consistently in the top 10 of the states that are doing this program. And if of the states listed here, Texas would rank about third in terms of total harvest of waterfowl. So you can see how you factor into the big picture. As I say, in previous years, we've been able to recognize the department's commitment from time to time. And this was at an international meeting here a couple of years ago where we presented the gold award to the department. As we've heard throughout this morning, this is all about partnerships. And it takes partnerships to put programs on the ground, as you know, and it takes partners to collaborate their resources to get things done. And this program is very similar to that, involves even an international partner in the Canadian federal and provincial governments and NGOs up there. Case in point, that $2.9 million I talked about this past year, Ducks Unlimited matches that money dollar for dollar. Pretty soon we got over $5 million headed towards Canada. And then through the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, which was just signed a couple of weeks ago by President Bush, reauthorizing up to $75 million a year for this program. Pretty soon, by the time we add in our Canadian partners' funds, 25 to 30% every year, we've got real money, over $15 million going into the ground each and every year. That's even as we zero in on some of these areas, you can see in the part of Saskatchewan where we're directing your funds, our funds, and the work that we're doing. This particular past year, we were able to do even better than that, a 20-to-1 leverage on the money. And for the investment bankers in the room and those of us who watch our checkbooks as close as we can, that's a pretty good return on our investment. So we're happy about that, and we want to keep doing that with your support. How are we doing? Well, over the last 20 years, we've got some pretty lofty goals that we set for ourselves, but we're getting there. These are in millions of acres, and we're about 75% of the way in that prairie habitat region that we talked about, and various degrees in other parts of Canada as we're moving forward. But we are getting there, and it's really just through the diligence of partners like Texas Parks and Wildlife that we're able to do that. Like any good partner, we've also got to make sure that we're doing our due diligence back here in Texas, that we're providing high-quality habitat in sufficient quantities to send these birds north every spring in good breeding conditions. So when they get there, they're able to do their best to have a good productive year. And over the last 20 years, Ducks Unlimited and the department have done yeoman's work here in the state. And I think you can see on this list of accomplishments, 161,000 acres of habitat put on the ground in this period of time. Ducks Unlimited has contributed about $10.5 million towards that effort, and the department and other partners that are too numerous to mention have together we've put in over $25 million into this work. You can do the math as well as I can, but that works out to about $160 an acre. That's pretty efficient work to put that kind of work on the ground. And I also want to mention that Ducks Unlimited was pleased to work with the department during the last legislative session in the reorganization of the bird stamp program that will hopefully generate more funds, additional work for us to do work here in Texas. So what we're really talking about is an investment in the future. We're all concerned about that. We want to make sure that waterfowl have a place in the future, that waterfowling and hunting continues to be a tradition that we can, our children and their children can enjoy for years to come. So that's really a snapshot of where we've been and what we're doing. I hope you feel good about your investment and the partnership that's going on. And just before I close, we'd like to do one more thing at this point. And if I could get Mr. Chairman and Director Cook to join Bill and David and Ed up here at the podium. We've got a little presentation we'd like to make.
Just briefly, I'm Bill Ansel, State Chairman, and on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, I would like to just say thanks to you as a commission and Texas Parks and Wildlife for all you do for wetlands and waterfowl conservation, and I think it's worth noting that the bronze that we just gave you is a part of a series from Ducks Unlimited National, and it's by an artist from Texas, Ronnie Wells. It's a miniature of the original, which is 7 feet tall and stands in front of the DU headquarters in Memphis, Tennessee. So thank you very much for the years of partnership.
Well, thank you very much for all you do. And I know most of us are members of Ducks Unlimited. We all should be. It's a great organization. And I'll be coming to see you soon. I made a trip to see my friends at CCA the other day to talk about my number one issue, securing water for wildlife in this next session of the legislature, and nothing's more important to that habitat that you're interested in than securing water. So I'll be coming to see you pretty soon, and we appreciate all your help. And you do such a great job that I'm going to come to you for some more help. So that's what happens when you're good. That's what happens when you're good at conservation. John?
Mr. Ransom? You're okay right there. I just want
to applaud you.
Because
40 years ago,
this year, I was in your booth.
Oh, really? Thanks for
And at that year, there were three chapters of Duck Unlimited in the state of Texas. Allen, Houston, and Russell.
Well, you did a good job now. There's 107.
And in 2 years,
we spread it to 48 chapters.
And I just want to applaud you. Yeah. To see you standing there after me being there 40 years ago this year, it killed the run down my life.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all you've done.
Keep up the good work. We appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, well, there's another example of all the great partners we've got. I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have them.